Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. I don't know what you're doing, but I simply request that you stop, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Before we bring him on the air, I'd like to open the line for prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number 1 on your phone, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of, and especially for our motorists, truckers in particular, especially my husband and his friends, that they will all respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destinations safely. Thank you. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I'm requesting prayer for my granddaughter, Maya Noble, that everything continues to go well for her at this time with her health. And I'm praying for me, for my health, and I'm asking prayers for Shrink as well. And pray for my grandchildren and my children.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time. I bring you Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in this morning at such an early hour. And perhaps some of you are commuting to work, others are already in your cubicle. We certainly appreciate you taking out time of your busy schedule to tune into this broadcast. We're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. We talked about the wrong motive for giving. But we need to understand there's a right motive for giving. And Jesus, the Christ, this Sermon on the Mount, gives the right motive for giving and doing good. Jesus said, "Let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth." What a descriptive way of saying it. In other words, Jesus wants us to give unconsciously. Pay no attention to what you're giving and doing. Do it out of an inner compulsion to give and to help, out of intense love, out of genuine concern. Keep your mind on the need, not on what you're doing and the benefits you may receive. Do not harbor such self-centered thoughts. Just love and care and be concerned as you give and do good. Number 2, he says, give secretly, quietly, privately. Do not let others know what you're giving and doing. Keep it quiet. Say nothing about it. Keep a low profile. Stay out of the center ring of applause. Avoid recognition if possible. Seeing recognition is critical. The other members of a person's body, his hand, that is, his family, must not even know. What is so desperately needed is a realistic view of the world. The world in which we live is a pain and suffering and sin and death, a world that needs to be saved and brought somehow to a state of incorruption. When a person faces the real truth of the world, he forgets himself and sets out to meet the needs of the world through the power of Christ. There is just no time for becoming entangled in the affairs of this world and seeking the applause of men. There is only one or only time to minister. Taking time to applaud one another means there is another need that is going to be unmet. In this text, there's only one right motive for giving and doing alms. to help those in need. A person knows and lives with an awareness of the misery, misfortune, and desperate plight of the world. A person loves and cares so much that he wishes to help those who need help. He literally throws himself into meeting the needs of the world and helping all he can. There are three forceful lessons in this point. Number one, to be immersed in God and in the needs of the world. God comes first, our fellow man comes second. There is no time for centering attention upon ourselves if we wish our lives to be focused on God and to be spent saving this world. Number two, there is only one way the needs of the world will be met. We must all get out into the world where the needs are. There's no time for the right hand to be explaining and receiving applause from the left hand. The servant of God is to be obsessed with his call and ministry to the world. He does not become entangled with the affairs of this world and the applause of men. He quietly and diligently goes about pouring himself into helping others. Listen to the master teacher in Matthew 19 and verse number 21. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Luke 11, verse number 41, but rather give alms of such things as ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. Again, in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 12 and verse number 33, sell that ye have and give alms, provide yourselves bags with wax, not old, a treasure in heaven that faileth not, where no thief approaches, nor moth doth corrupt. Matthew, Luke chapter 19 and verse number 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. So don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 4, Jesus said, thine alms, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Two reasons for doing good quietly and secretly. Number one, God sees in secret. God sees secret giving and secret alms or deeds. Nothing passes his attention. He knows the motive and the act of every man, every single motive, every single act. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse number 10, Jeremiah 10, these were, I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doing. Jeremiah 23 and verse number 24, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Nahum, verse 1, chapter 1 and verse number 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. And that globe-trotting apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 3, for if any man love God, the same is known of him. Note the words, thy father. If God is truly a person's father, then the person must give and do good just as his father dictates. Anything less is disobedience and displeasing. Not only does God see in secret, but God rewards openly. Note the words. God himself shall reward thee openly. It is God himself who shall reward a person. It is to be an open reward. A reward seen by all. A person is to have a personal moment before God when he shall receive his reward. This is the picture painted by Christ. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 10, for we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. And again, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 5, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God. And finally, the Hebrew writer in Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, but without faith,
Brother Jones, we're unable to hear you right now.
Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The faithful person will be rewarded as a son, not as a servant. His father, not his master, will reward him. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 17, Paul said, for if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. And finally, in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 58, the Apostle Paul said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we come with bowed heads and humble hearts. Thank you for all that on the call this morning. We ask a special prayer for Sister Janice Graham, her granddaughter. We ask for strength for her. We ask that you bless her grandchildren and her children. Look into their individual needs and grant them the things that they stand in need of. But we pray for all the truckers and motorists that transport goods to and fro, those that are traveling to and fro to jobs and their homes. We ask that each one will respect each other's traveling space, that they may have safe destinations there and safe returns home. We pray a special prayer for Ms. Dorothy Cockrell, for her daughter, Jocelyn, for her nursing staff, for Ms. Brenda, Nisha, Brooke, Sheila, and Megan. We ask, Father, that you would be with those nurses as they minister to Jocelyn, and that they would do it with love and patience and tender care. And if the time ever come that there be nurses that will not do their job, they are instructed to do and trained to do, we ask, Father, that you would move in their hearts and create a heart of compassion, that they may render the services that is acceptable in your sight. Father, we ask that you be with us as we go through the remaining of this day. We trust and pray that we will walk upright, that we will bring glory and honor to your name, that men may see our good works and glorify thee, and that will be enough. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.